I rather enjoy the phone conversations I have with my mom friends, especially those who are moms of young children. Where else can I hear someone yell nonsensical statements like, "Don't put the chicken on the trampoline"? I did a survey asking our mama bears for the weirdest statements they'd ever had to utter as a mom. There were quite a few responses regarding things that should not be licked. For example, eyeballs, cars, an elephant's butt. My favorite response was, "We do not put wise men in the toilet." As a mom, I'm sure there are plenty of phrases you never thought would leave your mouth. Let's be honest. Who has to clarify that poop is not paint? Moms, that's who. Mom life is a special calling and not for the faint of heart. Most moms will tell you that it is the hardest and the best job in the world. On one hand, there's no alone time for about the first 8 years, and you don't get to call in sick. On the other hand, what other job allows you to snuggle with your clients while they show you how big of a spit bubble they can make? Moms are like managers, except for they don't just manage people, they create them. As a mother, you have the honor of training, molding, and educating your offspring from birth until, hopefully, they become functioning members of society. William Ross Wallace rightly described motherhood in his 19th century poem titled, "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle Rules the World." In other words, if children are our future, it is moms, and dads, who are in a position to help determine what kind of future that will be. As parents, as well as aunts, uncles, grandparents, and guardians, one of our most important jobs is preparing kids for the real world. Our children are growing up in a society that is vastly different than the one in which we grew up. I loved memorizing Bible verses as a child, but I didn't have to deal with the culture telling me that the Bible was full of contradictions or that it was just a book of fairy tales. The trustworthiness of Scripture was presumed. That is not the case anymore. We can no longer rely on Western culture to reinforce our Christian beliefs. And we cannot ignore the fact that youth are leaving the church in droves. What many parents don't know is that some of the reasons for the departure are totally preventable. Why do we care about apologetics? Julie and I, Hillary, have had very different experiences when it comes to apologetics. Julie discovered the importance of apologetics after having children, whereas I discovered its importance as a child. I like to share my story because I think it's important for parents to have a long-term vision of what apologetics training can do for their kids. Many apologists' stories are filled with regret that they didn't get their training sooner. I'm among those whose hindsight is not filled with regret, but rather full of appreciation for the training I received as a youngster. I was a church-going kid who loved Jesus and wanted to be a missionary. I remember wanting to become a nun and being bummed when my mom informed me that only Catholics can do that. During my growing up years, if mom and dad said it, I believed it. They said Christianity was true, so I didn't question it. Had the internet been around when I was a kid, my story might have ended very differently. I was a question asker. Even my kindergarten report card has a handwritten note from my teacher that says, "Asks lots of questions." Fast forward to when my parents met one of my favorite grad school professors. The first thing he said to them, "She asks lots of really good questions." So, I come by this trait honestly. It's been there.